Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
One of, if not the most anticipated release of the year, is the long-awaited sequel to Avatar. Avatar: The Way of the Water opens next month and was very expensive. So expensive, director Jim Cameron says the movie needs to make $2 billion just to break even. Is it even possible for a movie to make $2 billion? I feel like you need Tom Cruise and Spider-Man fighting Harry Potter on the Death Star to make $2 billion.
Hey, guys, I heard about a British fisherman who caught a goldfish that was over 60 pounds. The goldfish was like, so I went a little overboard on Thanksgiving. Okay, well, everyone's a judge. Right now, the guy has an even bigger problem. He's like, how do I flush a 60-pound goldfish?
According to a new survey, 11% of Americans said that they find the sound of a baby's laugh relaxing, while the other 89% said, oh, damn it, the baby's awake.
It really is hard to imagine Titanic without Leonardo DiCaprio. But the director of that movie, James Cameron, says that Leonardo, he almost botched that audition. He says that Kate Winslet was fantastic from the get-go, but when Leo first came in, he had a bit of an attitude. I guess he asked Leo to read some lines with Kate. Leo told him, he's like, I don't read for parts, man.
And how old was Leo at the time? This was back in the beginning.
12.
I know, right?
I'll look it up, but he was
trying
young.
To think of what roles he had up to that. Who's eating Gilbert Grape? What else?
Oh,
had he done Romeo?
What's that eating? That was a good one.
What was Romeo and Juliet before Titanic? I think
I believe
it
so.
Was.
He was 21 years old.
Well, yeah. Here's James Cameron in a new interview explaining how they invited Leo to this meeting, asking him to read lines with Kate Winslet. You know, he's up for the job, and this is how it went.
We'll run some lines, I'll video it. And he said, you mean I'm reading? I said, yeah. He said, oh, I don't read. I shook his hand. I said, well, thanks for coming by. And he said, wait, you mean if I don't read, I don't get the part just like that? And I said, oh, yeah, this is like a giant movie. It's going to take 2 years of my life. So you're going to read or you're not going to get the part. Okay. Every ounce of his entire being is just so negative right up until I said action. And then he turned into Jack. Kate just lit up and they went into this whole thing and he played the scene. I'm like, all right, he's the guy.
Wow.
I'll deal with that, too. He's the guy.
Yeah.
Huh. The chemistry between them two, those two, was
it was
pretty
amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
Great job.
And they've maintained a friendship.
Hmm.
You know, ever since. Did you guys like the movie when it came out?
I did.
Yeah.
I thought it was torturously long.
A lot of men, I always feel that way about men. They're always like, oh, it's the worst movie ever. It's just so forever long.
Well, I remember, you know, the person I was with at the time wanted to go see it. And I'm like, well, why don't you get your girlfriends together and you all go see it? She's like, don't you want to see it? I'm like, honey, I know how it ends. I don't need to see it. And anyway, so she dragged me. I went to go see it anyway. And I just remember we could have cut that movie in half and it would have been just as good.
Yeah, I know people that still
just
to this
as successful.
Day, you know, love to pull it out and watch it. Yeah.
It's a good
wow.
movie.
It is. It is. All right. So the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Oh, they took a couple years off around the pandemic, but they are still cranking out some movies now. And people are starting to lose a little interest. 36% of Marvel fans say they are fatigued by all the content that's coming out. Poll was mostly directed at the movies, but there's also streaming, TV shows, games, comics, and merch. Only 20% of DC Comics fans feel fatigued, but there may be reason for that. They don't need to see everything. 81% of Marvel fans would watch anything released in the franchise, while just 67% of DC fans would do the same.
It's about keeping up. I mean, I remember when Monday Night Raw, remember wrestling WWE?
Yeah.
Monday Night Raw. That was like, let's watch that. That's a good show. And you follow all these storylines. You're like, oh, cool. Monday night. Let's get the friends together, have some beers. And then they added a Thursday show.
Uh-huh.
And then they added a Sunday show.
Sure.
And then they added a show on USA and some other different day.
Right.
And guess what? That's too much for Tim to keep up with.
Burnout.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's hard to follow because, like, some are Marvel, some are DC, some are this, some are that. Like, there's so many characters now, and some appear on this, and some don't on that. Like, that's, I mean, that's not the only reason I don't watch those things, but I can imagine that it's very overwhelming trying to keep up with where everyone is.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jen?
There's, I mean, a lot.
You're kind of our...
Yeah, this is your thing.
You're kind of our person.
I mean, I, you know, like, I've never seen the Venom movies. I mean, there's a handful that I've not seen. Mm-hmm. I like the big ones. I like the main ones. I like the super duper blockbusters.
What about when they all come together?
I love that. That's always fun when they do that. But yeah, we should be about due for an Avengers something sometime soon, I would think.
Camila Cabello saying, I'll be home for Christmas last year at the White House.
Christmas?
Yes. I'm so glad you remember that. Because a clip went viral of the way she sang the word Christmas. So this year, she posted a video poking fun at herself. Here is the original. Then the new video where she plays both parts, trying to teach her the proper way to sing it and say it.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Okay, so we're just going to practice some phrasing, okay? So repeat after me.
I'll be home for Christmas. All
right, you try.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Try again. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Quizmas.
Christmas.
Quizmas.
It's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
I like her.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you can't make it to L.A. for Metallica's Helping Hands benefit concert, you can still participate. It's going to be streaming live Friday, December 16th on Paramount Plus. Pluto. What's Pluto TV? I have never heard of Pluto TV.
It's a streaming app, so if you don't, or if you're not paying for all of the Netflixes and Hulus of the world, Pluto is free, and it's probably about 100 free streaming channels.
All right. And MTV's YouTube channel.
How does that business model work?
I think owned by Paramount or something. It's all advertising.
Gotcha.
There you go. Jimmy Kimmel's going to host the show. It's going to be an opening performance from Greta Van Fleet. Metallica said there will also be presentations, special guests, a few surprises before they perform. And proceeds from the auction and ticket sales go to Metallica's foundation, All Within My Hands, supporting workforce education, the fight against hunger, and funds for areas that were hit with natural disasters. So that's kind of fun.
Huh. Did you guys hear about the incident at the Black Crowes show?
No.
Yeah, I guess he was an unruly fan who rushed the stage this week at, I guess it was at a show in Melbourne, Australia. Mm. And Chris and Rich Robinson and the Black Crowes quickly took care of it themselves.
The actual people in the band.
Yeah. Listen, wow. As they stop playing, Chris jabs the guy with the end of his mic stand.
Oh, my God.
And you can hear Rich's guitar jam the guy's chest a couple of times. Like, yeah. They literally defended themselves with instruments against this guy. Here's how the audio sounded. Yeah, security threw the guy out, and the band went right back to it.
Wow. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's rock and roll, man.
It's rock and roll.
Yeah.
If you ever meet Olivia Rodrigo or Jenna Ortega from Scream in a bathroom, do not talk to them under the stall. Olivia interviewed Jenna for a British magazine and asked her if she's ever had a funny experience with people in public. And Jenna said, my strangest ones are from our Disney days, where I'd go to the restroom and someone would talk to me from underneath a stall. Or when I was washing my hands and someone grabbed me by the arm and took me to their son's birthday party. And you don't have enough of a backbone to say no. She says, I have pee anxiety. So I'm like, I can't go until you stop.
Oh, wow.
I'm like that too, though. Are you guys like where
it depends on the sitch?
Yeah. Like women, I think it's hard, like, because if you go in and somebody's in there and you sit down and no one's making any noise or anything, it's like I almost have stage fright. I have to run the water.
Yeah.
So I was confronted with a situation at the Detroit airport on the way home that I didn't really know how to handle. We saw Margaret Cho.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
And, you know, she was about the distance between me and Fritch.
Oh, and I remember you being a fan of hers. Are you still?
Still, yes. And the last time I saw her in person was at the Bob Dylan concert at Riverbend a few years ago.
When she was sitting right in front of you, behind you, something?
Sitting right in front of us. And I asked her if she would do a selfie with us. And she kindly said yes. And so I still have that picture. And Kristen was like, you know, that's Margaret Cho. And I'm like, are you sure? Because she looks different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her hair is longer, and I couldn't see any of her tattoos because she was all bundled up in really nice, fashionable, like, you know, Fifth Avenue.
Like a coat?
Duds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know. I wasn't 100% sure it was her. So I didn't feel confident in going over there and saying, hi, are you Margaret? And even if it was Margaret Cho, I don't know. She just kind of was sort of like, her body language was sort of closed. She was kind of tucked in a corner. She mm-hmm. was trying to obviously keep a low profile. She had a body guy with her, mm-hmm. who I assume is just like a really large friend she probably
travels with,
you know.
So you didn't say anything?
I was conflicted because part of me was like, okay, you know, I live in a world of pop culture. I should go over there. If it was Tim, Tim would totally go over there and he would be doing the selfie right now. And I'm like, I don't want to. And if I'm wrong, then I'm that guy who's like, oh, you think because I'm Asian, I'm, you know, you just automatically assume I'm this person.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all this stuff kind of running through my head and, you know, I ended up not doing anything about it, but when I did go to the bathroom, her guy was in there, and I almost said, is that Margaret? Are you with Margaret?
Mm-hmm.
But if he had said yes, what would I have done? Nothing.
Nothing.
I would have pulled out the picture and been like, do you remember me? I met you at Riverbed.
I had that thought. I didn't want to be that. I don't know. I got the sense that she just wanted to be left alone, and mm-hmm. so I respected that. And when you're not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But it was better her. It was totally her.
Yeah.
Do you kick yourself now looking back at the situation like, I should have said hi?
No. But I did pull the picture up on my phone and Kristen and I were looking at it. She's like, dude, that's totally her. It's her. Go say hi. I'm like, you go say hi. I'm not going to say hi.
That's what we do.
Not me. I would have been right over there. Hi. Yeah. Do you remember me? It's so good to see you. Remember when we saw Bob Dylan? This was such a good time.
Yeah, see, you're so much better at that than I am.
Yeah, well, remember when we saw Janet?
I just sat
Dickinson
there in my chair and fangirled quietly.
Not me. I would
and stared
like,
creepily.
That?
Right.
Yeah. The only time I did it, I had that situation that I wish I am now kicking myself as I ran into George Clooney at Mr. Sushi downtown when he was in town filming Ides of March. And he was like, in an intense conversation with some kind of director or something, eating food. And I was like, I can't. It's just too invasive.
It just feels too rude.
It felt horrible. Yeah. And I just remember being at the bar like, I'm going to regret this. I'm going to regret this. But I didn't want to be that crazer town, you know?
Right.
But man, yeah. I've never seen him again.
I think about that. But I don't have that sense of entitlement as a fan to just expect them to respond to me. And if they respond badly, I think I'd feel really bad. I'd be like, oh, Margaret Cho yelled at me.
Yeah.
Well, I think the fact that you could read her vibe of don't talk to me.
Yeah, I was trying to read the vibe. But
yeah.
Trying to read the room. Hey, I've run into her twice.
You guys are friends now.
I'll run into her again.
You're besties.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's your latest E! News. We will leave it there for now. We have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we've got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a carload pass to Christmas Nights of Lights at Coney Island. That's going on now through January 2nd. You can win them right here coming up as Jeff and Jen continue on Cincinnati's Q102.
Cold weather. weather is coming. Shut it out with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, Tim. Right now, buy one window, get one free. They also do siding, roofing, and doors. Call 513-755-1800. Check out UWDSouthwestOhio.com.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Linnae.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
Doing great. I got your headlines here. There's three of them. If you can guess the real one, you're going to Coney Island's Knights of Lights. Okay. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So is the real one A? A guy pulled a gun at Wendy's because he didn't get free barbecue sauce. Is it B? Man throws hundreds of napkins on the floor at McDonald's after they ran out of apple pies. Or C, woman dumps hot coffee on register at Arby's after they forgot her marinara sauce.
I'm going to go with C.
No, darn it anyway. It is not C. It is actually the dude that pulled the gun.
Oh, geez.
I know.
Not cool.
Oh,
wow.
Chill. Not out. Cool at all.
Yeah, no. here's another calm, measured response at the drive-thru. 35-year-old guy named Gerald Oates went to Wendy's in Gastonia, North Carolina last Thursday and ordered a Baconator meal.
I do love the Baconator, too. I'm a big fan of that one.
God bless my late mother. That was her favorite at Wendy's, too. She got the little junior Baconator.
Oh, yeah.
Baconator Junior.
There's plenty of bacon on the junior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he got angry when they would not give him barbecue sauce to go with it, as if there's not enough of it on there already.
Right. It's pretty juicy.
Calm down.
A drive-thru worker told him sauce was extra, like 30 cents more.
Oh, boy.
But he refused to pay that and just sat there for 20 minutes while people in line behind him waited.
On principle.
Right.
It probably wasn't about the money.
I remember when this change happened at Wendy's when I still worked there, when we had to start charging people for sauces. They got very upset.
It's a major change.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get it. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you're charging me for ketchup.
Yeah, but it's still
on my French fries.
We have to pay for that.
Well, why that and not ketchup or other condiments?
Well, you're really supposed to only give out, like, you know, 3 packs of ketchup.
Certain amount.
And then make people pay for that, but they don't.
My feeling is, I guess it depends on how many people actually ask for it. You know, if like 1 out of 20 customers or so asks for a little extra barbecue sauce on their Baconator, which has a lot of barbecue sauce on it already, I got no problem with just, here you go, man. Just
but is there anything worse, though, when you get the bag home, if you go through the drive-thru and the sauce isn't there?
Yeah,
they forgot to put it in the bag.
Well, so, yeah, on principle, he refuses to pay the extra 30 cents. He just sat there for 20 minutes while people in line behind him waited. The whole thing went from annoying, however, to scary when he started threatening the employees and pulled a gun. They shut the drive-through window on him, called 911. The manager said Gerald challenged them to come outside, said he wanted to shoot them, and was looping around the parking lot in his car.
I told him he had to pay for the barbecue sauce. He got all rampant, came up to the window. Now he put his car in park. He's drinking his liquor in front of my window, and he is holding my line up. Now he's waving the gun at my window. Yeah, I need to send somebody up here.
Wow, that's scary.
That is scary.
Yeah, I think the manager's being incredibly calm here on this call.
Yeah.
Cops showed up, arrested the guy. It turned out the gun he was waving around was stolen. So he is now facing charges for communicating a threat and possessing a stolen handgun.
Yep, you just can't do that.
Can't do that. All right, what time should Thanksgiving start?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.